Cavalera, the highlights for Saturday, August 15th. Hello everyone. On the agenda today. A patch doing some housekeeping. A teaser that says absolutely nothing. And a community with plenty of opinions. Same as it ever was, really. Let's start with the game. Alpha 4.10 remains confined to the PTU and keeps grinding through near-daily testing. Three things worth noting from this build. Mendo Ren, at the Siege of Orison, had accuracy we'll politely call superhuman. His aim has been toned down to make the fight feel a bit more fair. The ASOP terminal got a fix too. Its two retrieval buttons had the exact same label, which made choosing between them something of a philosophical exercise. And then, there's the universal corpse cleanup. Up until now, bodies just stayed where they fell indefinitely, turning every contested zone into an open-air museum. They now fade out after 10 minutes. The setting is deliberately aggressive. It applies to all AI, bosses included, and CIG is explicitly asking for feedback on how it feels. If you're testing, now's the time to speak up. Meanwhile, the live build stays quietly on 4.9. On to the mystery of the week. The sneak peek this time comes with a single caption. Hot or cold? No name, no clues, nothing. Previous weeks openly showed the Kruger Stingray, but here, there's no telling whether we're looking at a ship, a location, or a gameplay mechanic. Everyone will read into it what they want, which is probably the whole point. Treat it as an invitation to speculate, not as confirmation of anything. Datamining, on the other hand, is far more talkative than the comms team. Three new mining modules have been spotted in the 4.10 files, and we have a first visual description of the Kruger S-65 Stingray, a stealth fighter built along a flying wing silhouette. On the roadmap, this is the big topic right now. Genesis, the much-discussed Planet Tech V5, and Nix I are now confirmed for Alpha 4.11, coming in September. After years of waiting, a lot of people see this as a major milestone for planetary gameplay, and the excitement is genuine. Cautious, but genuine. One thread does point out, with some pretty solid logic, that next-generation Planet Tech won't mean much if players still can't communicate reliably with each other. Speaking of which, let's talk about the community, because they've been busy today. On Spectrum, the topic that keeps coming back is money. A thread titled, How CIG Could Make Even More Money, throws out monetization ideas with what you'd have to assume is intentional irony. The underlying debate is more serious, though, should they be selling cosmetics rather than items? And the inventory system is still stirring up tension, several days after it was called into question. Three separate threads are also circling around Squadron 42, all asking the same question. Why has the community never been able to try even a small slice of the solo campaign? The impatience isn't letting up as the target release gets closer. Special mention goes to a thread called, In Memory of the Great 4.10 Fusioning, a mock eulogy for a recent technical mishap. This community has a long memory and a real talent for archiving its grievances. Over on Reddit, the mood is lighter. The Stingray is already dividing opinion before it's even officially revealed. The design is being called too bulky compared to Kruger's usually sleek lines. A rumored Constellation rework reportedly caused, and I quote, a collective fainting spell, and invisible walls remain, no surprise, just as irritating as ever. One quieter moment, though. A developer is leaving CIG after 5 years, and their farewell post drew a wave of genuine thanks. Amid all the debates about bugs and monetization, it was good to see the thread slow down for a moment to say thank you to someone. Finally, your weekend. The Ship Showdown enters its daily elimination duels phase, running from August 18th through September 2nd. A Bar Citizen is happening today in Denver, and the next major meetup is at Games.com on the 28th. The Omega Aerosports Racing Festival kicks off on the 17th for a full week, with at least one race per day. On the store side, the SteelTech pack arrives with Alpha 4.10, and six career starter kits are showing up for anyone who wants to jump into a profession without spending their whole evening figuring out where to begin. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $243,000 raised yesterday, and a cumulative total that now crosses $1.036 billion. The funding, at least, has no known bugs. That was Cavalera. See you tomorrow, and crash in style.